Is there something in our body? Do they look at you? Look at this chapter 2. And I see that 41 to 52. We continue today. Let's start the series. The family that is doing God's will, that will be part 4, and we'll be learning from the life of Jesus. Luke chapter 2, verse 41 to 52. Say, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus started behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus been with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint my lips and put words, and let it be done, O God. Whatever you want to impart to us, let the word of yours help us to understand your will. Let our heart before you, and lead us to apply it carefully according to your will and your plan. I pray in the name of Jesus. O God, take the message and bring it beyond these walls. Let the ears hear, and those who are here, let them hear, O God. Thank you, God. We bless you. I pray for food. Pray for people to be saved. I pray for revival, I pray for restoration, I pray for help and hope that come from you. We thank you, God, your blessing. This is our prayer in this morning. Amen. There is a famous saying, and it's well known among the people. They say that children are good for children. That they please the children, and the children should go along with other children so that for them to grow and for them to know life in a better way. But this concept of the people, and that's why you see in the school the kids are with the kids, in the park, in the garden, wherever you go, you will find that the kids together and they are playing together. But let's go to the Bible and we will see what the Bible speaks about, where we need to put our children, with whom they need to be intermingled. We understand that there will be influence. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33, First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. You say, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Now, we don't understand here that when there is a communication between man and man, there might be, not that there might be, but there should be, and there must be, some an effect. Now, if we will allow our children to be with the people who are good, sure they will be having a good thing. But if we allow our children to communicate with people who are evil, not that they might be affected or they might receive things wrong, but sure they will receive things that is not right and correct, because that's what you say. Evil communication corrupts good manners. King Solomon warned his son, and he told him in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20. Proverbs 13, verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Now here's the point that he advises his son, walk with the wise, and the companions of fools shall be destroyed. Now let's go and search in the scriptures. Where are the fools in the scriptures? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 22. Now we do understand that our children, they need to expose to the know the things of German in the world, but with whom they should communicate or with whom they should go along. And we allow communication between them and others. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15, it says, foolishness is born in the heart of a child, but the rod of corruption shall drive it far from him. Now here, the foolishness is born in the heart of a child. There is no child that has wisdom in his heart, because what is born in his heart, according to the scripture, is the foolishness. Now the point, if you will allow children to intermingle, our children to intermingle with other children, sure they will be imparting to them, receiving and giving foolishness, and they will going to be corrupted. In Matthew chapter 11, and verse 16 and 17. Say, but whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the market and calling unto their fathers and saying, we have piped unto you, and you have not done. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented. This is where the Lord was speaking to those who were criticizing John the Baptist and they were opposing him. The Lord Jesus here, he wants to tell them who they are. And he gives the example that he is telling them, you are like children sitting in the market. Now, if the Lord had given the example of children in the market sitting together and singing together, he is using that example to those who oppose him. If the Lord accepts that our children will be mixed with other children and sing and do what is seen that is not correct, sure, the Lord was giving the example of children singing with other children in the market, that is not a good example. That is not the pattern that God wants to see, that the children should be mixed with other children. Children, according to the Bible, should be responsible of certain people. Who are the people that the Lord wants the children to be responsible on? In Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 to 15. Say, there were three brought unto him, and there were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked him. But Jesus said, suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Now here they brought to the Lord little children. Now who brought the little children? They did not come alone. But somebody had brought them to him. Here the disciples, they did not rebuke the children, but they rebuked those who came to bring them. The point here, when the children are brought to the Lord, the children they brought to the Lord not alone, but there are people who are responsible on them, and they need to be with them. Children are not left to go alone, but they need to go along with somebody responsible on them. And we know very well the scripture that speak about the parents should be responsible to be the one to follow up the children and to bring them to the Lord. From what we have read in Luke chapter 2, there are good conclusions of things that it helps us in our life. It takes our worries and make us understand and have hope that we cannot go along with the going on in the world, mixing children with children. But let us see what the pattern that the Bible gives us. The Lord Jesus Christ is God. This is one of the, but that is the only incident in the Bible that speaks about the childhood of Jesus. When he was 12 years old, there is no other incident that speaks about how he behaved in his childhood. But what we learn from here is a good guide for us. Christ is a man, and he is also God. And he sure he was doing the right things, even he was a child. But he is God, and what the scripture says, Proverbs 22:15 does not apply to him because he is God. Jesus, let us see his example and how he behaved when his parents were not with him. From that, what we have read, Luke 2 verse 21, verse 41 to 52. We understand the following. Children should be with their parents to learn from them. Parents should accompany children. Parents should teach their children by the good example. Teach them manners, attitude. Give them a skill and teach them skills. Feed them and provide and care for them. Children also good to play with their parents. Now, there are many that say that children, they need to play with one another, with other children, because children, they have big energy. And the parents cannot play with them as the children play with one, they play with one another, but there is no need for the child to get all his energy. When I play with my son, I'm not having the same energy as his, and he has more potential. But let his potential not go on playing, But let this potential go on other things in the house. It is good to the children also to help their parents in the house and do the right things for them. In verse 51, after the parents of the Lord, found him and met him, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. So here, even he is God, but he followed the scripture. He was subject to the parents that he was placed in. Have you got the point here? The endorsement of Jesus, even he is God, he was endorsed to parents because of the example that God wants to give us. Father and mother together, caring for the children. The second point, parents should bring their children to God's church. It is the responsibility of the father and the mother, both of them. They need to bring their children to God's church. This family of Joseph and Mary, they were moving every year to the Passover feast. I don't know about other feasts, but they should also move as men. But I am speaking about the feast of the Passover. The distance that they traveled from the city of Nazareth to Jerusalem, it is 79 miles. And that they need 25 hours walking. So it might be 3 to 4 days going and 3 to 4 days coming back. So there are efforts to spend, there are also time spent, but from that they are teaching their children that they need to come to the house of God. We are responsible to teach our children commitment to God, commitment to God's church, and commitment to His word and to His command that is in the Bible. Why they need to bring their children? Because when they will be adults, they will be the one to do the work of God in God's church and God's temple. Point number 3. The kids, the children, should accompany their parents who are directly responsible on them. In verse 43 from Luke 2, and when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. He did not accompany them. He did not go along with them because they are not the one who asked him to go on with them. But the children should accompany parents who are directly responsible for them. The children should not be glad that their parents are away from supervising them. There are children who are annoyed when the parents are supervising them. No, the children should be glad to do that because that's God's will. Certain times, God may allow that children will be left alone. God may allow it for a certain purpose. And during this time, what is inside of the child will also be revealed. And it is what has happened here with what had happened to the Lord, that he was left alone. But if we look of how he behaved and how he acted, we can understand that it is the very right thing that we can learn from it today. Point number 5. Children should not be mixed with a friend or relative or neighbor or mixed with acquaintance without the presence of their parents. When the Lord, his parents left him, and they discover after that he is not with them in verse 44, he says, but they supposing him to have been in their company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. Now here, when they did not find Jesus, where they went, Joseph and Mary? The first things come to their mind, that the child is with their friends or kinsfolk or acquaintance of those who were journeying with them. Because that is the understanding and that is the command. When the child is not there, we start to say, where is him? Where is he? So first they saw that with their friend, but Christ was not with their friends or with the acquaintance or the neighbors. Some people, they think that socialization of the children is important and some of the children are allowed to go with the friends, allowed to go with their relatives, allowed to go with neighbors, so they will have time, they will enjoy, but that will affect them. Children should be under the responsibility of the parents. Point number 6. Parents should be served carefully when they are absent. When Christ was missed among his father and mother, verse 45, and when they found him, they turned back again, and when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. Joseph and Mary, both of them, they seek the Lord when they did not find him. Now, when your child is missing from around you, be alert, because he might be doing mischief. And that's why, again, going back to the preparation for godly marriage. Husband is working, the wife is in the house, looking and supervising the children. When the child is missing, then possibly he is doing mischief. Point number 7. It is the parent's fault if the child is lost. It is the parent's fault if the child is lost. That's why we have great responsibility before God to keep the family and to supervise our kids in the way that God wants him to go. In verse 47, Luke 2, verse 48. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. See, when they spoke to him, Joseph and Mary, they told him, why hast thou dealt too with us? But that was not his fault. It was the negligence of the father and the mother from watching where is their child. And they moved from Jerusalem, not noticing that he is not with them in that group of people. But what a beautiful hearing the Lord. The Lord did not answer them any. He did not tell him, no, that's not my fault. He did not argue, because he still showed respect and honor to the parents. Point number 8. God give respect and honor to the parents over their children. It is up to us to exercise this authority and this honor and the respect that God has entrusted to us. After they take him and they went back, in verse 51 it says, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. Now here's the point. When they took him, was he subject to them or no? He was subject to them. And that's where here our authority is. It is inside us. It is inside us when we decide to implement what God had given and has entrusted us from authority, honor and respect in the heart of our children. Number 9. Our children can be entrusted or under the care of God's word teacher, but that should be for a while. In verse 46, and it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. So here, the rising that Jesus did when his parents was not there, did not go with other children or adults, but he stayed with the temple, and he was with the doctors. Doctors are the teachers, those who teach the word of God. So, if suppose that we need somebody to care for our children for a while, it should be entrusted to people who are disciplinarians, who fear God, and who put his word into practice. We cannot keep our children under the care of public teachers, under the care of worldly people, or under relatives or friends who does not know God and fear his word and command. Point number 10. Parents should take the responsibility to teach their children the word of God. In verse 46, as we have read here, and it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Jesus not only was hearing, but he was asking questions. That means that he was knowing and aware of the word of God. Yes, he is the Lord, he is God, he knows everything. But that also teaches that the parents should be the one responsible to teach their children the word of God. So then when they will hear the message, they can interact, they can ask questions, they can apply it also in their life. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. We have book of Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Here, there is the word train was given to somebody who trained the child in the way he should go. To whom he gave it the Bible? Give it to the children, give it to their parents who are responsible. In book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Say, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. That's very clear. The responsibility of teaching the word of God is to their parents. Where the children are living with their father and mother, there we have the teaching of the word of God. And that's why we need to be the one to read the word of God to our sons and our children. The word of God is very explainable by itself. Once we read it, there is good percentage of explanation inside the word of God. And when it is explained, the question in their heart will be answered. And we need to direct the reading certain times to tackle certain topics and issues that the child needs to understand. There's a lot of things in the Bible, and stage by stage, from year to year, the children grow, the Word of God will be directed for them and will be explained to them. The role of the church is to equip the parents, to support the parents, to explain more to the parents how to direct the things in pertain to the Word of God. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12, says, or is that 11 and 12? And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now here they are, God gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers and pastors. What is their responsibility? The perfection of the saints and the work of the ministry. This is the church, teach the parents responsible to teach the Word of God to their children. We are called to equip the saints, not to do the work for the saints. Every father and mother responsible before God to read the Word of God and explain as much as they can from God's Word to their children. The rule of the church is to back up the family, give advices, but the discipline and the implementation, it is laid in the hand of the father and the mother. Paul, in his writing, endorses the responsibility of the children to the father. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. Ephesians 6 verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. What he advised here, to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The word nurture, it implies that they will be trained in the moral aspect, attitude, character, even the body training, the weight of the child, the food that he eats, the, how many hours he sleeps, which time he sleeps, which time he wakes up, that all included in the word nurture. Now some, they explain this verse when they will say that, Father, provoke not your children or not exasperate your children. What they explain that we, that the father should not discipline the children, but that is not what he means here. When the child is not disciplined or the parents are not disciplining the child, and the child does not know his limit, and the parents, they are not aware or not, they are not willing to do their part for him, or one of the parents is disciplinary, the other one is not, the child, instead of obeying, will be more easily provoked. Once you discipline this child, who is not disciplined, he will react with anger because he is not being trained in that way. But once he will be trained, then he will understand how the way that he will be admonished is the way of the Lord. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 13. When Jehoshaphat was alarmed that the three armies invading his territory, invading Judah, He calls for a meeting and he announced for fasting. You will see armies invading him. And he calls the people and he calls for fasting. In verse 13, you see how the people get together. How the people grouped together when they came and they stood before the Lord. And we understand our responsibility and we will know how God wants us to come. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children. Says they come in family by family. The man there, the wife, and the children, even the little one. What is going on? Grooving the woman separately, grooving the man separately, grooving the children separately. They use separately. That is not applicable neither in the Old Testament nor in the New Testament. Families, they come together. The head of the family under the leadership of the church. The wife and the children under the leadership of the man. Why we need this message today? Why we need to implement the word of God in our life? In Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now, Jesus, these things, every father and mother want his child to have these things. First, increase in wisdom. Now, how the children increase in wisdom and we allow them to mix with other children who will impart to them wrong things? Second, and stature. That will come by giving them food and then in their body they will grow. But the last point, and in favor of with God and man. Sometimes we are worried about the future of our children, of what we need to do to them. And some, they say that I don't want my children to face the world. I want them to get socialized. I want them to know the world. But the one who gives them favor is from God. And God go along His word. When you discipline your child and follow what God wants, after your death, God will give this child favor, not according to whom people it is for, but according to what you had done in obedience to God, so that your child will grow in wisdom and will have the favor from God. The favor is the grace of God. And the favor of the people. Let's all stand. Lord, I stand before you, God, even today. As families and church, O God, even in the day of Jehoshaphat, where the enemies were invading the territory of Judah, O God, invading us, Lord, the world, sin and devil, spare us, O God, deliver us from the evil one. Protect our families, protect our wives and children. O Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray, O God, you lead us, O Lord. You lead us to follow your ways and your word. I pray for victory, O God, in our life. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our cry, O Lord. Truly, Lord, we cannot live without you. We cannot live with your word. We cannot live without your ways in our life. Hear us, O God. Lead us out of it. In the name of Jesus. How could I live without you? How could I survive without your love, without your touch? You're the one that gives me strength in my heart. Yes, Lord. How could I live without you? How could I survive without your love, without your touch? You're the one that gives me strength in my heart. I pray that I know the rest of the time, fellowship and meeting and discussion, let your be named glorified. Let whatever questions in the heart of your people shall be answered. The truth will be revealed, O God, to each and everyone here in the name of Jesus. And even those who are not here, abroad, or receiving your word, let them be admonished and corrected and walk according to your word, ways and the truth. Oh God, thank you. We bless you. God bless us. In love of our spirit, God, let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm. Let us be not. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.